This is Press TV's Top 5. Thanks very much for joining us. Israel has signed an order approving the construction of more than 2,600 new settler units on occupied Palestinian land. The controversial order allows for the construction of settler units in Givat Hamatos in East Jerusalem, Al-Quds. The announcement came as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was meeting with U.S. President Barack Obama in Washington. Hours later, the Obama administration cautioned Tel Aviv that such plans would distance Israel from, quote, its closest allies.
And it would send a very troubling message if they were to proceed with tenders or construction in that area. This development will only draw condemnation from the international community, distance Israel from even its closest allies, poison the atmosphere, not only with the Palestinians, but also with the very Arab governments with which Prime Minister Netanyahu said he wanted to build relations. It also would call into question Israel's ultimate commitment to a peaceful negotiated settlement with the Palestinians. Additionally, the United States condemns the recent occupation of residential buildings in the Palestinian neighborhood of Silwan in East Jerusalem.
Ernest also said President Obama raised his concerns about the Israeli construction project with Netanyahu privately. Obama and Netanyahu, however, made no mention of the matter in their comments to reporters. Most of the international community considers Israeli settlement projects on occupied Palestinian lands as illegal. To discuss that further, I join Mary Hughes-Thompson, who is the co-founder of the Free Gaza Movement, and she's joining us live now via Skype from Los Angeles. And Ms. Thompson, do you believe that U.S. condemnations in words match U.S. actions when it comes to Israeli settlements?
Well, so far they never have, so I'm not too optimistic this time, but I try to be hopeful.
Indeed. And so going forward at this time, do you believe that, for example, we're talking about Mahmoud Abbas maybe going to the UN Security Council over this such issues? Do you believe that such measures will have some measure of success, do you think?
I think anything is good. I don't really trust him to go ahead and do it, though. He seems to be sending out a lot of mixed messages. So far, he seems to be towing the Israeli-American line, and every once in a while he comes up with some comment that seems to indicate that he actually does support Palestinians having some kind of self-determination, but I find it hard to really trust him. But if he would actually do it, I think that there would be support for that, and I hope that it could bring about some changes.
And what exactly do you think, Ms. Thompson, is the Israeli game plan here? Because, you know, these settlements are now being built in East Jerusalem, Al-Quds, which is vital territory, especially for Palestinians, considering they want Jerusalem to be their future state's capital.
I don't think Israel really concerns itself very much with what the world has to say. They just go ahead and do what they want. And up till now, the Americans have pretty much paid lip service. They say, we find it unhelpful to the peace process, but they don't do anything about it. And so I think Israel has come to believe that there really isn't anything that it can do that won't be protected and overlooked by the United States. And nowadays it seems to be so many other countries are following along with whatever America wants. So I don't think Israel really is worried. I see that already Netanyahu has rejected the statements from Obama and the State Department, which is, of course, what always happens. So I think that Netanyahu thinks that he's going to be given the green light. And unless the Americans actually back up some of this rhetoric with action by threatening to take away funding, really coming out and doing something to let Israel know that they can't continue to do this indefinitely, I don't think Israel will stop. And as far as the end game for Israel, I think it's always been to take over all of the land. Many of them, even within the government, are very open about that, that they say that all of historic Palestine is Israel, from the Mediterranean to the Jordan. And they don't feel that the Israelis have any rights to it. They continue to claim Jerusalem as their capital. And now I see, again, the United States Congress is being asked to decide that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. hopefully that won't pass. So I just think that Israel thinks that if they continue taking more and more and more land, I don't know what they think they're going to do with all the Palestinians, however, but I don't know.
Okay, on that note, we'll leave it there for now. But of course, we do sincerely appreciate you speaking to us. That was Ms. Mary Hughes-Thompson, who is speaking to us live via Skype from Los Angeles.